And I'm going to be giving a lecture series in February of 2013 on Mondays and Wednesdays, February 11th, 13th, 18th, and 20th, on the history of food in the Western tradition. And those lectures will cover four broad and general topics. The first lecture will cover food in prehistory and the ancient world, and we'll think about the origins of cooked food and the role that cooked food played in the development of the human brain, as well as ancient Hebrew dietary laws and cooking and eating in ancient Greece and ancient Rome. The second lecture will consider food in the Middle Ages and what historians like to call the spice revolution, or the way that spices arriving from the Far East changed the way Europeans both cooked and consumed and bought food. The third lecture will consider food in the Renaissance, and in particular the rise of etiquette and table manners, and the way that Europeans became very interested in the idea of magnificence and the magnificent table, as well as Columbus and the New World and the Columbian Exchange, and the types of foods that crossed the Atlantic Ocean back and forth after Columbus's arrival in the Caribbean. And last, the final lecture will consider the rise of cooking in France, and what we call nouvelle cuisine and French cookbooks, as well as the birth of the restaurant.